Why can't you just tell me, for God's sake? She snapped. What fun would that be? She blew out a hard breath. God damn it. All right, Dex. If he wasn't interrupted, but he didn't finish. Shit. The wrapping up part was more important than the cutting? I took pity on her. No, Deb. Think. This is the fifth one. Exactly like all the others. Four left legs cut perfectly. And now number five. I shrugged, raised an eyebrow at her. Aw, shit, Dexter. How should I know? Maybe he only needed four left legs. Maybe, I don't know, I swear to God, what? I smiled and shook my head. To me, it was so clear. The thrill is gone, Deb. Something just isn't right. It isn't working. Some essential bit of the magic that makes it perfect isn't there. I was supposed to figure that out? Somebody should, don't you think? And so he just sort of dribbles to a stop, looking for inspiration and finding none. She frowned. So he's done. He won't do this again? I laughed. Oh my God, no, Deb. Just the opposite. If you were a priest and you truly believed in God but couldn't find the right way to worship him, what would you do? Keep trying, she said, until I got it right. She stared hard. Jesus, that's what you think? He's going to do it again soon? It's just a hunch, I said modestly. I could be wrong, but I was sure I was not wrong. We should be setting up a way to catch him when he does, she said, not looking for a non-existent witness. She stood and headed out the door. I'll call later. Bye. And she was gone. I poked at the white paper bag. There was nothing left inside. Just like me. A clean, crisp outside, and nothing at all on the inside. I folded the bag and placed it in the trash can beside my desk. There was work to do this morning. Real official police lab work. I had a long report to type up, accompanying pictures to sort, evidence to file. It was routine stuff, a double homicide that would probably never go to trial, but I like to make sure that whatever I touch is well organized. Besides, this one had been interesting. The blood spatter had been very difficult to read. Between the arterial spurting, the multiple victims, obviously moving around, and the cast-off pattern from what had to be a chainsaw, it had been almost impossible to find an impact site. In order to cover the whole room, I'd had to use two bottles of luminol, which reveals even the faintest of blood spots and is shockingly expensive at $12 a bottle.